Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Come Closer, Cowboy by Debbie Rawlins, a Harlequin Blaze novel, performed by Jeremy York, and Daring Her Seal by Anne Marsh, a Harlequin Blaze novel, performed by Abby Craden. 1. Mallory had disappeared. Without a single word, without so much as leaving a voicemail. Gunnar Ellison stood at the open door to the Renegade and slipped off his sunglasses. He'd expected to see her standing behind the bar, just like always, staring back at him with those sexy green eyes and that killer smile. But the place was empty. The solid oak tables and chairs were gone. So was the pool table, the jukebox, and the dartboard. In the window was a sign that said, "Closed for good." Too many sleepless nights and a long plane ride had nearly knocked him on his ass. Exhausted, Gunnar rubbed his eyes, hoping that this was nothing but a bad dream. Then he took another bleak look around. Everything. Gone. He just didn't get it. She still had another week left on her lease. They'd talked about her raising drink prices in order to meet the steep rent hike. Other stuntmen he worked and drank with, and even the bikers who crowded her Valencia bar at all hours, none of them would have cared. Not if it meant keeping Mallory in business. This was crazy. They were friends, damn it, and he'd offered to help her. Couldn't she have waited for him to get back before giving up the place? He'd been working on location in Argentina for 4 weeks. They talked a couple of times after he'd first gotten there. But then she'd stopped taking his calls. And he had a terrible feeling he knew why. They'd had sex. In the back room the night before he'd left. On the pool table, against the wall. And maybe even on the old oak bar itself. They'd both had a few drinks. Though he hadn't been too drunk when he'd pulled her into his arms. Maybe she'd been more wasted than he'd thought. She rarely had more than a beer around closing time. But something about that night had made them wild for each other. Tearing at each other's clothes. Slow, deep kisses until neither of them could breathe. He'd tried to figure it out. Every night as he'd lain awake, remembering the taste of her. Or the way she'd moaned. "Can I help you, mister?" An older man wearing stained work clothes and mopping his bald head came from the back room. "Any idea when the Renegade closed?"
"We started remodeling over a week ago. Got called at the last minute."
Gunnar swept a final gaze around the room. For 10 years he'd been coming here. The place held a lot of memories. Not just of Mallory. He'd felt like he belonged here after he'd gotten his shot in the stunt business. Coop, Mallory's dad, had been a stuntman himself, hurt bad before he opened the bar. But he and the other guys who'd hung out at the Renegade had made Gunnar, a damn rookie in the Stuntmen's Association, feel like one of them. Mallory had taken over the day after Coop's funeral. It was going on 6 years now. But the place had been her home since her mother had run off.
"Well, mister, I'm afraid you're gonna have to leave. It's quitting time and I'm locking up."
Gunnar nodded. He'd forgotten the guy was there. Pulling out his phone, he headed for his truck. He tried Mallory and was sent straight to voicemail. She was really starting to piss him off. He drove to her apartment on Rye Canyon. Anger simmering in his gut. He was too exhausted for this bullshit. So they'd had sex. Didn't mean they had to avoid each other. Though he'd never been inside, he knew her unit was on the ground floor at the end. He didn't see her car and cruised past a U-Haul truck that was blocking his view. Gunnar slowed when he saw a young woman with dark hair carrying a box into the apartment. Mallory's apartment. His heart jumped a few gears.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?